Listen, I was saying, I think, or asking you, it was fairly widely thought after the end, substantially after the end of the Cold War, that the original assessment of the communist capability was, over the years, far overblown, causing us to spend a whole lot of money on national defense that perhaps we didn't have to spend, that was really well overdone. The intel was overcooked, as it were. Do you think that's true or false?
Some true, some false, Art. I've covered some of this in the World Affairs Brief. In short, what the answer is, quantitatively, in terms of conventional weapons, the Russians were every bit as strong as our assessment indicated they were. Qualitative-wise, in terms of technology, they were far deficient. For example, in the MiG-25 Fox Bat was finally flown over by a defector. We found out that it had some very rudimentary electronics in it, mm-hmm. far beyond 10 years, at least, behind the U.S. factor,
mm-hmm.
even considering that some of that was put in there for because they didn't have EMP-hardened chips. They used vacuum tubes and other things. Nevertheless, it still was pretty backwards. However, what's happened since the apparent demise of the Soviet Union, and that's still the best evidence is that they actually cooked up their own demise in order to continue to get or to increase or facilitate the technological transfers to Russia from the United States, which has happened. We've had so many joint projects. A lot of Americans don't know that the joint strike fighters being developed jointly with Zvezda Strela, the Russians' weapons lab, which means they're getting all of Boeing's and Lockheed's technology, and that's found their way into their latest fighters as well. They feigned not having enough money to do their space station portion and got all of our technology transfer. When we decided to build it for them in their lab facilities at our expense, so there's been a lot of...
So you're saying the technology they couldn't get during the Cold War, they've readily put their hands on since.
That's right. And that's one of the problematic things. The Clinton administration, of course, was very easy on China in allowing them to get a lot of technological transfers that allowed them to have greater accuracy in their missiles. But going back to the Cold War, it's very important to understand that even though the technology of some of their mid-range weaponry was...
Mediocre,
nevertheless, their missiles were not, thanks to Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon selling to Russia the ball-bearing, miniature ball-bearing technology, allowing them to accuratize and MIRV their warheads. They really did provide every bit as much punch in terms of their missiles that we were afraid of. So that part is the most important part of the equation. The rest is relatively a matter of how they fight the war after they've nuked us.